Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Carly Jackson, for that reminder of who we truly are. Special day today, special day every day. But we know there are folks who are going through it, remembering their loved ones. So no matter how we look at it, we're all in this together. And we know somebody right now needs a prayer. Somebody is remembering, grieving. Somebody's excited. Somebody's grateful. Somebody's joyful. Somebody's recognizing that life is precious. Wherever they are, wherever you are, we're joining with you. Because we know someone needs a prayer today. Agape Choir. We'll be back.
Someone's in need of a prayer today. Have you done your part? Someone's in despair this day. Have you prayed from your heart? So many are trying to find their way, and they need.
Did you give your all in prayer? The world is in need of what you say. Did you answer the call and pray? You see, so many are seeking the way to go.
It'll spread.
Yes, yes, yes. We all need that free. Someone needs a prayer today. Can you just imagine if we had an announcement from the president saying we want to join forces with the international community to pray, to pray for healing, not just for 9/11, but for all the craziness that's going on, and the threat and people carrying out evil acts. What is prayer? What do you know about prayer? Do you believe in prayer? What are you going to do? Go on. Wake them up.
We've only got one thing to do. We can change the world if we want to. Come on and pray. My prayer, love, it will lift you high. Woo! To heal me, to save me, it'll set me free. Come on, y'all.
I pray that you didn't mind me clearing my throat, because I did not turn my mic off. Yes, someone needs a prayer today. Soloist Nikki Harris, and the choir, Agape Choir. And you can find out more about them by going to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. As I was listening to that song, I just had this question come up for me. Do you really believe in prayer? Do you really believe in God? Do I really believe in God? Do we all collectively believe what we say we believe in God? Now, I understand that we all have different beliefs. There are things we know of experience about this thing called God. Some of us don't do that God thing. It's like, oh, gotta go. They're talking about God again. And some people don't believe in a higher power. But I'm talking to those who know that there is more to life. How much do we really believe what we talk about? How much do we really believe in the power of prayer? How much do we really believe in the power of meditation to change lives? Do we apply prayer the same way we apply ourselves to going to work, even after having an hour's sleep? I gotta go to work. Do we wake up saying, I gotta pray? I can't do anything without praying because I need to connect. I need to remind myself that I am one with God. I need to remind myself that I need to shift my consciousness, because that's what prayer is. Prayer is a shift in consciousness. Prayer is not asking God, begging God. Can you imagine if you have to wait for God? If God has to wait for your prayer, there is no God to wait for anything because it has been done. It is always seeking to express itself, it, him, her, whatever you want to call it. It's always looking for a place and a space to reveal, to express itself. Now, my role, your role, our responsibility is to be the place, to be a channel for the healing to be expressed. That's true prayer. So no matter what day it is today, no matter when you listen to this show, Is there someone in your life that needs prayer? And sometimes some of us will say, I need prayer. Right, I get it. So here's what I want you to do. If you're in a place where you really need prayer and things ain't working, just pray the prayer that you would pray for yourself. Pray that prayer for somebody else. It's a trick. Because sometimes when you pray for somebody else, you can release your own judgment and attachment and your own baggage, and you pray for somebody else. But guess what? You only get to keep what you give away. By activating that energy, that vibration within yourself to pray for somebody else, you get the healing first. Someone needs a prayer today. We all do. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to yourself first and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you truly make a difference because it is just your nature to make a difference. Now, sometimes you can choose not to operate from the higher frequency because you're trying to be right, but you always have permission to make a powerful difference, a positive difference. You always have permission to be the light. You always have permission to be the lover, to be the one who is bringing an understanding heart. And if everyone is going crazy, you can still stand your ground and say, you know what? This is painful. I understand. But what the world needs is more love. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am is the host. That's right. The I Am Presence. That I Am Presence is expressing as Life Coach Ade, as me. So we're not quite sure how it's going to express, but we always allow the presence of God, of goodness, the presence of Godness, the presence of joy, of healing, to express itself freely, joyfully, no matter what. Yes, and today we are honoring those who made their transition 12 years ago. We're honoring their family members. We're honoring the world. It's bigger than America. It was one of those wake-up calls. So much to be said about that. And we are looking at the ancestral blueprints perspective of how that creates where we are now. What kind of blueprint did that create? The blueprint of life was updated. The blueprint of humanity was upgraded. How are we living that out? Lisa Iverson is going to join us later to talk more about that. I welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you all for being here. And, of course, our within radio listeners. It is a blessing to have this moment to share with you because I know that collectively we are healing the world. We are. Just by your consciousness. Your consciousness to be more. Your consciousness to grow. Your consciousness to expand. Your consciousness to forgive. You may not know how, but all that's needed is your willingness. Just be willing. Be willing to be more. Be willing to grow. Be willing to expand. The spiritual journey is a tricky thing. Sometimes, you know, we hear it's about you. It's all about you. And sometimes we get frustrated because you can't figure it out. Well, you know, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. But it's an interesting paradox. As you take care of you, you take care of others. Because as you take care of others, you're taking care of you. But sometimes we get so confused. We get so focused on what I'm trying to save myself. Every man for himself. Good luck with that. Well, let me bring on Celeste. Hopefully she's ready. She was born ready. She's a celestial one. Ain't that right, Celeste?
Ah, I'm ready. How you doing, Lifeco, today? So wonderful being back with you.
It is. It is. It's been a great week.
What an amazing show. You know, amazing round of shows you've had this week. That's powerful.
It is about healing, isn't it? You know, we need each other. And I think particularly those of us in the Western world, it's time to start taking off the makeup. You know, we've made up some bullshit. It's time to take it off. It's time to start seeing ourselves. We've made it up with materialism. We've made it up with, you know, cable TV and all the reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, all we want is to know that someone loves us. We want to be loved. We want to know that we belong. We want to know that somebody cares about us. We want to have harmonious relationships. And that's what I'm committed to, you know? Sometimes.
Well, it seems like you're... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go. No, you go. No, you go. Go.
I was going to say, it seems like your mission is even more heightened because you walked us into the freedom of self-acceptance. And then to have that powerful panel discussion with spirituality through the eyes of men. And then to follow it up with the, you know, the humanity, the world call right now for healing as we recognize and remember what took place on 9/11.
Yeah, I think you talk about Titan. For me, it's like I always say that the show is an expression of my life, expression of my spiritual work, my spiritual growth, my spiritual expansion. And it doesn't matter what the topic is, the answer is the same. You know, it doesn't matter what the question is, the answer is the same. What's the answer? Love. What's the answer? God. What's the answer? Life. What's the answer? We want to feel like we belong. We're trying to remember who and what we are. And it shows up in many ways, in the form of conflict, in power, and greed. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I watched the president's speech and talking about authorizing war, but they'll be with boots on the ground, whatever that phrase is. I guess they won't send troops on there. They'll do it from above. And but, of course, we're going to try and talk about it, which is, it's just progress. It's different. But right after that, well, there are several programs coming on, but on Fox, they had So You Think You Can Dance. And I was watching that, and there was so much creativity, so much talent. I was just in awe of those dancers and thinking of the choreographers and everybody that worked together, the camera person, the props, and to entertain the viewers. And I asked myself, why can't we bring all the talent, all the creativity together with politics and see what we can create? I know that there are people who are doing that, but I long for a world, a day when all of who we are shows up in everything in life, in politics, at school, that when you listen to a politician, you can have a sense that they care about what you need. They care about your needs. It can be done. It seems kind of Pollyanna-ish, but it can be done. But we are all in it together. So for me, I say yes to my calling. I say yes to my life. I say yes to what I'm here to do. So, yeah, that's all I can do. You know, this is what I'm here to do, to be part of the awakening, because there are too many people hurting in the world, not just in America. There are too many people hurting, and sometimes we spend too much time debating. But anyway, so what's shaking up? What's bubbling up for you? Ah, yeah, I know. What's bubbling up for you?
you know, being that I I live, you know, within the Washington, D.C. area. It's a different energy. Some strange things I've noticed are happening. You know, you have the people who are being very patriotic right now, and you have people who, you know, just like, it was just another day. I actually saw someplace, and I'm working on my judgment about this, but I saw someplace where somebody wrote 12 years ago, I had a really good bowl of chili. And I guess I'm at a loss for trying to understand what kind of coping mechanisms we all might be employing. Because I know where I was on that day. I was at work and running to the TV, seeing the images. I did have to make a decision that I need to stop watching what I was seeing, the stories that came out of it. And, you know, I see this this piece that perhaps isn't so balanced right now, which is why I'm really glad you're having the show, where, you know, it's like America rocks, and then we're moving into, you know, why are we still thinking about this? Why is this so important? What are all the activities that are going on? And as just me being a, you know, a person having my spiritual experience, I'm really thinking about the family. I'm thinking about, you know, what have people done to cope with what happened 12 years ago? And not only that, have we been challenged in how we're looking at people from different cultures? You know, how are we treating our Muslim brothers and sisters right now? There's a lot of hate crime that is still happening, and the answer will be 9/11. And I think if there's anything that I want to get out of today is to remember to walk in love, no matter what anybody is doing. Because we're all, you know, we're all going to meet the situation at the level of our consciousness. You know, that's just it. And it's intense. I mean, I do get a little bit angry when I see some of the posts of people downplaying it. I personally feel like it's disrespectful to the memory of everybody involved. Am I going to go on a limb? Am I going to... Can I see God in the face of not just the people who are impacted, but the people who did it? Can I love them? That's my question right now. I don't have that answer yet.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's sometimes I watch some things on some cable channel, and I don't know if I can really love them. I mean, sometimes not even that. I just don't even go and listen to them because I'm just thinking, nah, I just don't have nothing for you. But, you know, when you were talking, I thought of, you know, if we just look at 9/11 for now and it shows up. I mean, it represents something bigger. But here's a mind-steering conversation. I have some friends, I call them mind steerer. No, I call them a shift steerer. That's it, not mind steerer. Shift. A shift steerer. There are people who lost loved ones back then, right? And because of the trauma, the grief that they went through, they end up being addicted to some kind of drug, or their health was challenged. And then on the flip side of that, maybe they didn't even have health insurance, so they couldn't get the help that they need. So it's like on one level we're supporting them and we're saying, okay, well, we're with you, we're with you. But when they're going through the emotional pain of it, as a country, are we with them? Can we say, oh, you don't have insurance? Go ahead. We know you just lost somebody in the, you know, in one of the, I mean, I wouldn't even say that, but you just lost someone tragically. Let me put it that way. And it's all a wake-up call to see how we're treating each other. And when people are grieving, when people are in pain, they deal with it differently. Avoidance, denial, anger, people go numb. But we are all living the effects of it out. It's all affecting us on some level. So I look forward to talking to Lisa and going a little bit more deeper. And, you know, this is not – it is about 9/11, but what it represents when we lose loved ones.
when we feel like loved ones were snatched away from us, when we feel like God took our mother, our father, when we feel like God did not answer your prayer, and you have a, right now you and God are having a standoff match, like I'm angry at God. How do you move on when you don't know who you are, when you feel like you've lost everything? So my intention is that this show will bring healing to anybody dealing with any kind of loss. It could be a pet. It could be a job. And let's honor each other. So
yes, today it's about the grief, man. There's so much power and pain and so many lessons that come from the grief. You know, there's a part of me that almost misses the day after, when we were just so gentle with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, man. If I could, I mean, of course I would never want to experience that, right? But the feeling of coming together afterwards, if we could find a way to tap into that energy and acknowledge, you know, there are people who are suffering all over the world. There are family members who are saying goodbye or hello again, depending on if you believe that death is the final.
I know that's right.
Right?
Yes.
I really don't, and I have experience to back that up. But what I'm really getting at today is that energy of, you know, when strangers stop being strangers because the collective pain is so strong, all you can do is lean on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Riding train, quiet, the gentle look of the eye of the, well, how are you? You know, how are you doing? People mm-hmm. hugging each other who didn't even know each other. And, you know, mm-hmm. we say this a lot. You know, we say this when we have big situations like this that occur. You know, if only we could keep that place of healing and of love, if we can be that mm-hmm. vulnerable and that open. I mean, it's like, why do we always have to be knocked over our heads before we decide that, oh, yeah, you're my brother, you're my sister?
I'm smiling, laughing over here because you're just like, I feel every cell in my body is tingling because I am so with you on that. You know, and my take on it is, you know, when there's a tragedy like that, it automatically gives us permission to be human again. Mm-hmm. We feel safe that everybody else is being human. We feel safe that we won't be the only one being human, expressing ourselves, expressing pain, expressing grief. And then later on, when it looks like people have start to go about their day, we're like, oh, I need to shut up. I need to shut myself up now because I can't be that open because everybody else got back to, yeah, hey, you know. And that's where what we do, the work we're doing, and spiritual practice come in into play. Because the spiritual practices and the shows that we do is about reminding ourselves not to wait to a crisis before we can be human again. Because if we start being human now, we can stop wars. We can stop hate. We can stop the discrimination if we commit to being human and recognizing our divinity at the same time. You know, that's the thing. And until we are willing to live in that place, to set that intention and commit to show up as who we really are, we are going to continue to have war. We're going to have hunger. We're going to have greed. We're going to have people whose power has gone to their head. It's always going to happen. It's always going to happen. We must be the change we want to see. I believe that there's going to come a time where humans are going to evolve to another dimension because we've evolved to a place where we hold in the high vibration. Because right now the planet has a high vibration, and some of us are catching it. Some of us are feeling the shift, the change.
Yeah.
And people are waking up. The Trayvon Martin thing is a wake-up call. And I dare say it, chances are there's another one coming, because that's just the nature of life. God as life will continue to wake itself up as you. There's time for us to sleep. There's time to wake up. So it doesn't matter if we don't even remember how to be human. Life got your back. Life will remind you to feel. Life will remind you to love. Life will remind you to be vulnerable. Life will remind you to say, I don't know what to do. Life will remind you to say, I'm afraid. Life will remind you to be gentle. That's why I love life, because I can count on life to wake me up. So sometimes I'm like, all right, let me get my ish together, because life is watching.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was one other thing that I remember that came up for me. It was the energy of nobody worked the rest of the day. We all went home in the D.C. area, or at least in my office. We went home, and there was that, the energy of calling a family members to make sure, like, are you okay? Where are you? I had a family member that was actually was supposed to do a seminar at the Pentagon. And, oh, my goodness, just waiting to hear his voice to know that he was okay. And then waking up to, you know, maybe that morning you may have had an argument with somebody in your family. But if you were in this area, you were trying to find out where everybody was. Everything seemed trivial. Everything just seemed trivial. It's just like, oh yeah, I know I'm supposed to be mad at you, but where you at? Are you okay? You didn't even say I'm supposed to be mad at you. You forgot you were mad.
Yeah,
you forgot.
Because in that space, when you talk about everything else seemed trivial, it's because the truth was revealed. When there's a crisis, when, you know, even in funeral that happens sometimes, when people are together, when they're crying, later on people act a fool, especially, well, the black funerals, a whole different conversation.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
You know,
yes, I did.
Our folks are expressive, and life comes today. We are going to go into, when Lisa gets here, we're going to talk about the expression of grief, okay? Because, you know, we are expressive, but a lot of that comes from suppression, too, because there's so many pieces within our spirituality, for some of us from the African diaspora, that has been ripped from us. So how do we deal with it? Particularly, if you want to go back to an old guest, you know, Brother Ishmael Tete, how do we connect with our divine nature when we don't remember the call? You know, and how is it going to show up in our grieving processes? It's the rituals. It's the Bamfu Sume. It's our rituals. Yes. When we don't have those in play, then likelihood, everybody's going to act a fool somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the thing. And we act a fool in our own ways. Now, this may not be very popular, but I'm going to say it, you know, because we all want to be under this cloud and pretend when, you know, when particularly in this country, in America, when something is, you know, put in the form of race, because, you know, I have said and continue to say until I feel and see different that the enslavement of Africans is a scar on the soul of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scar on the whole world's soul, but particularly because of the history in this country. So when things is put under race, it's like, oh my God, people get nervous. Is it black or is it African American? What do I say? See, the fact that that kind of question still exists lets us know that healing needs to be done. Now, back to this thing I was going to say that may not be popular, and really, it is what it is. People of color have a way of being passionate. And like Dr. Barbara King would say, our lighter expression, brothers and sisters, we call white people, that generally speaking, calm down, folks, are not as expressive. And doesn't mean we all don't express, but we express differently. We see it at churches. You know, we see it at churches on Sundays. How, you know, if you didn't know what country you're in, but you go to a black church and you're blindfolded, and you go to a white church, you feel the difference. Mm-hmm. I've heard white people say to me, you know, at Hillside, you know, white people who go to Unity, I'm putting into race, and those of you who don't see color, it's okay, don't see color, so you shouldn't be triggered if you don't see color. I do, and I love it all. So white people who go normally to Unity service finishes around 1 hour, everything is done, and it's great. You feel your spirit is touched. And then people, and I'm talking Unity anyway, generally speaking, but the white people I've spoken to go to Unity in Atlanta, different Unity churches, will talk, oh, Hillside, I love Hillside, I love the energy. Because people of color have a way of expressing. It doesn't make anyone better than the other. It's just the way it is. And now to really narrow it down, when you look at you, there's a way of being when you have dogs. They have a different personality. When you have cats, they have different personalities. Well, you know, it depends on what kind of pet you have. If you have a parrot, if you have a ferret, they have a different personality. They have a way of expressing themselves. But when it comes to humanity, we just want to say, well, let's not do that. It's about waking up and realizing that things, you know, there's some things that we waste time talking about. It's very trivial. Can we be there for one another when we need each other? When we really need each other. Like right now. So, you know, we, people are listening to their work, driving. Some people are probably maybe, you know, yielding and say, look at that fool. He saw me coming. But can you just, instead of curse them out, can you bless them out? Like, you, son of God. Ooh. You, I see the God in you, you know, because that's what life is about. Life is reminding us that of who we are. And for me, I'm so clear that life is not a problem to solve. Mm-hmm. Life is not a problem to solve. And we go through life trying to solve this problem. Life is not a problem to solve. Life is your friend. Life is for you, not against you. And so I just want to put my vibration out there for anybody dealing with any kind of grief, whatever it is that's causing your grief right now. I am enfolding you. I'm loving you. I'm holding you up. I see the best in you and support you. Support you regardless of how you're dealing with it, through an addiction, drugs, alcohol, sex. I am holding you in the light that you are led to what you need so your soul may be free, that you may experience the healing. Ultimately, that's what it's down to. That's what it's down to.
I know that's right, Lifo, today. You better work, man.
Wow, look at the time. We haven't done the announcement.
No. Dude, I know. I was like, I was just like, wow, look at us. We're just chilling on the porch with your hot tea and my sweet tea.
Chilling on the porch, healing, folks. That's how we do.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, would you like a shortened version of your announcement?
Well, let your spirit be your guide. That's your lane. And Lisa will be here soon, and we'll be talking about it. But you do what you feel led to do. We also, I think, yeah, we'll do. Let's do the announcement. And I do a little something. I don't know what yet. And then we'll do Celestial Moment, and then we'll be ready for Lisa. So you let your spirit be your guide.
All righty, then.
Don't forget to tell them to check out yesterday's show now. Because remind them about yesterday's show.
Well, yeah, we got a part two, so I got to let them know, for real.
Oh, yeah.
I got
you.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna step away from you and say hello to the beautiful guests in the chat room on the phone lines. I see you, Sweet Pea Tanya. I'm loving out, honey, because you know we don't shout out. And Mother Wit in the chat room and their wonderful guests. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, anything you're dealing with, so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Lisa Iverson, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting, because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. And if there's a topic you would like Life Coach Aday to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. The theme for the month of September is surrender to your greatness. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, Priestess Badori Ayana will be the special guest joining Life Coach Aday to explore how you can surrender to your greatness. And don't forget, part two of Spirituality Through the Eyes of Men with Ashande Kazembe and Don Wolf joining Life Coach Aday. It's going to be powerful. And you also want to make sure you chime in with questions for that show as well. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Aday, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. You can join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. For more information, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Aday radio show is syndicated? It is on Woodman Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Aday radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Aday drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations radio and or the Ask Life Coach Aday radio fan like page on Facebook and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back Life Coach Aday.
Thank you very much, Celeste.
Thank you, Celeste.
So funny. Hey, yes. Can you also tell them again how you're going to be branching out and expressing another side of your personality we don't get to see? I'm going to go ahead and call it nighttime on 1-2, right? Listen.
Mm-hmm. You said a day, what did you call it?
A day at nighttime. Nighttime with a day or something like that.
I don't know what it is. We can so play with that title. Well, yes, I am adding a new to-do, or to-be, not a to-do, because I'm be myself, to my already ongoing schedule. As if I don't have enough to do, I'm going to start a show where it's mainly more music than talk. I can mess with myself with that, but I won't. on 1-2radio.com. We'll be giving some more details later on, but the date right now that I'm thinking I'm going to launch is October 5th. So where we play music, all kind of genre, you know. It's got to be music that moves the soul, but let me start here. It's got to be music that moves my soul. Right.
Whatever.
We're clear about that? Now, if it moves my soul. You said what?
Are you going to take requests? Sorry to interrupt you.
I'll take requests. Oh, yeah, most definitely, because I'm going to need help with that. I'm nervous about that. I'm not going to put too much of that out, but I know it's going to be a stretch. I know I can do it, but there's a part of it like, oh, boy. It's like walking on a tightrope, but now it's a little bit higher. You know, the mind has a way of playing game, and you're still walking on the same tightrope. Not that I've ever walked on one, but maybe in past life. You said what?
You've walked on fire.
Yes, I walked on, and it's true. Now that one is a real experience. I walked on the first time. I was thinking, I am not gonna do this. Well, actually, I was kind of like, I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I did, and I did it several times that weekend. And then I went to another gathering, and the fear wasn't intense, but I still had the same feeling. There was still that sort of worry.
But I did it. And so even though there was the worry, there was the fear, I did it, and the same result. No, my feet didn't get burnt because it's about your state of mind. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, playing music, music and songs that I normally can't play here. I won't even go into why. And so we'll just leave that alone. I'm going to be playing it on 12radio.com, and we'll give you some more information. And also, another announcement. There's so much going on. Oh, my days. I love my life. Oh, my days. People say, what did he just say? Well, that's something they used to say in England. Oh, my days, as in D-A-Y-S, not oh, my a day. They should say that, actually. Oh, my a day. I miss you. But anyway, this Sunday, hey, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Anyway, this Sunday at Piedmont Park in Atlanta, I'm going to be hanging out with my other friends. Oh, okay, what you doing, Celeste? All right, that's cool. You've got control of it. I'm going to be hanging out with my friends this Sunday at Piedmont Park, Holistic Healing in the Park. If you want to find that more information, just type it in. What are you typing in again? Facebook. Facebook. Holistic Healing in the Park. What you doing, girl?
But I clearly need to find a link for that to put in the chat room.
Okay, I'm gonna do it for you right now. Holistic Healing. I'll put in chat room. Holistic. He can't spell holistic. He is spelling something else. But that's because his mind is racing and moving fast. You know, sometimes he thinks faster than he can think, or type, should I say. Yeah, and I think, well, anyway, leave it alone. See, he just confirmed what he was saying. I have a thought, and the thought comes when I try and download. It's like they're just, it's like spaghetti junction. Okay, I just put it in the chat room. So anyway, I think that's the announcement that we need to share for next. And let's continue the show, and then we'll get ready for Lisa Iverson. All right, Celeste, if we have any questions, you can feel free to send that to me, too. All right?
I'm here for you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I sent you a gift, too, by the way, Life Coach Ade.
I love gifts. I can't wait to unwrap it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll wrap it in email. All right, I'll check you later.
All right. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am is the host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, and I am here to just remind you, you are enough. You are enough. You are beautiful, and all the judgment that you have about yourself, all the criticism, for goodness sake, let it go. Let it go. And if you can't let it go, just love yourself while you're judging yourself. Play with it. Just be a little bit gentle. Just kind of play with it. Look at you judging yourself. You know, the part of you, it is you, but there's a part of you that likes to judge, that likes to be fearful. Give it a name. Create a personality. Say, ooh, look who's here. You know? Give it a personality and just be gentle. It's all about surrendering to our greatness, because when we were created, we were already perfect, we were already whole, and because this is a game that we're playing, it's an illusion. There's a part of you that's experiencing the reality of the illusion. But your job, your responsibility is being able to remember that you are more than this. You are more than this. And your power lies in your vulnerability, especially when it comes to helping others and helping yourself. I am experiencing people just needing help in different ways. And sometimes we get nervous because we want to say the right thing, or worried about not saying the right thing or what to do. But can we just be honest with ourselves? Sometimes don't just say anything because you feel like you're supposed to say something. It's like, you know, if
feel like I'm just full. I feel like I want to cry with you. I feel like I just want to give you a hug. I don't know what to say, but I love you, and I wish I could take this away. Now, all the other stuff, like, well, I don't know why good things happen to, or bad thing happens to good people. Let that go. That's BS. Let that go. Stop it. Stop it. Why you? You don't deserve this. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It sounds good, but it don't mean nothing. And the other one, another statement that don't mean nothing. If you need anything, call me. Don't say it unless you mean it. You know, we're talking about honoring people who are experiencing grief, honoring the ancestors, those who have passed on. Let their legacy inspire you to choose your words and listen and be patient and be present. So sometimes people say, well, if you need anything, just call me. You know where I'm at? Anything? Really? Come on now. And there's no need to say, you know what I mean. No, no, no. I heard what you said. So how do we free ourselves from the conditioned mind, the mind of restrictions, of limitation? It's being present. It's being aware. It's being willing to be called crazy or weird. Choosing to love. Choosing to make a difference. Choosing to be so much more. Choosing to say, God, goddess, life, infinite intelligence, something, I don't know what it is, here I am, use me. Especially when you're going through a challenge. I think we're going to take a, yeah, we want to pray a prayer here, but it's a prayer that's asking you questions. It's one question. What if we love one another? What if you love yourself? What if you forgive? What if you let go? What if you stop telling the same story over and over and over in order to justify your existence, especially stories that are not serving you, the stories of victimhood? We had someone come on here, I don't know, I think it was last year, and just dealing with the grief of her mother being murdered by her father. I think it was 30 years ago. And she was saying, I'm just stuck. I can't move forward. You know, from an intellectual perspective, it's like 30 years ago. What are you talking about? I understand the grief, but there must come a time where you got to let that go. We don't have to stop living because someone we loved and liked, because sometimes we can love people and don't like them. But boy, when you love somebody, you can't help but love them. But because somebody we loved died, made their transition, passed on, you're not supposed to stop living. You're here. We don't need living dead folks walking around. Think back of their life. How did they inspire you? What were their dreams? What were their desires? What things did they want for themselves? Well, you can take that on and carry the torch. But sometimes some people just, they identify themselves by being a victim, because somewhere they know if they let go of being a victim, they have to step up. They have to be more. They have to show up. Sometimes being a victim is kind of playing it small and being, you know, just trying to hide. I know it's not easy, but you got to be willing to be more. And the answer is love. You know, love has been so watered down. Yeah, I know it's love, but what? Yes, I'm going to say it. Move your big old butt out of the way. Here's a prayer for us. And then we'll come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And Lisa Iverson will be on talking about ancestral blueprints and what ancestral. And she'll talk more about what ancestral blueprints, what it means, what it's about. And you can get to see your connection to your ancestors. I don't care where you're from. We all have ancestors. I don't care if they were a rapist, a drug addict, a slave master, slave owner, slave, whatever happened that you just want to run away from, check this out. Their life, their existence lives in you. How are you going to deal with that?
Love is the key. Because if you don't judge it, you have a better chance of healing it. If you judge it, you run from it. And when you run from your legacy, when you run from your ancestors, you run from yourself. And you can't substitute that with God. I'm just going to run to God. God is.
What if you,
Troy Horn,
what if I,
how are you expressing your love? Love is not just what you say, it's what you do. And when you love, nothing you can't do, and you have to be more. Trey. Troy Horn. We'll be right back. What if we?
Some will say the greatest thing is love, and prophets say without love they ain't enough. But still there remains a question. In a world still filled with war, despair and hate, without a piece of food on every plate, could love be the right direction? There is no mountain could stand in our way if we all chose love today. What if we? What if you? What if I? All love each other. There will be love we can do.
Nothing you can do when you choose to love each other, when you choose to love yourself. You don't believe it? Try it. Don't take my word for it. You're talking about a love without conditions. Love that transcends drama and evil and hate and dis-ease. The love that inspires life. The love that reminds you that there's so much going on that you don't even know, that you don't even understand, that you can't even comprehend, that there's so much going on in an invisible realm. The love that tells you, chill out, I got this. The love that tells you your life is important. Imagine that. Troy Horn, his website address is Troy Horn, TROYHORNE.com. We are going to take a break.
We are going to love each other. We are going to throw our arms around each other. And while we're taking this break, I want you to send someone a text, a Facebook message. I'm serious now. Pay attention. Because I want to love you. And if you don't do it, it's going to be hard to love you. But I get over it. I'm going to love you anyway. But I want you to send somebody. Think of somebody who's touched your life. Somebody who's made a difference when you were going through a hard time. Somebody who knew exactly what to say to you, who called you at the right time. Maybe someone in your life right now. Send them a text. Send them a Facebook message. Tweet them a direct message. Do something. Call them up and say, you know what, I can't talk longer. I just want to tell you I love you. I just want to thank you for who you are in my life. I dare you to do it. I dare you. Mr. P, I'm daring them. They think I'm joking. They don't understand. If they don't do it, they miss out. But the ones that do it, they won't feel the same after doing it. Right, Mr. P? Tell them, please.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mr. P, you were supposed to say Life Coach Ade is daring you to live your best life. But that will do for now. That will do. When you text somebody, when you send them some love, when you just somebody you haven't spoken to, your mother, your father. I don't care if they were there when you were a child. Just tell them how much you're grateful for them, because if your father was never there when you were young, you're here because of your father and your mother. So give thanks for that life. But if you do it, this is what's going to happen. It will change your life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Ade has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Ade has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Ade, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Ade at ask@lifecoachade.com. That's ask@lifecoachade.com. Or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. 07. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move. Make that move in consciousness. It's time. The time is now. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Today we're honoring those who departed this side of the realm and moved to the other realm, the spirit realm, and we're honoring their family members. We want to talk about the ancestral blueprints, how he's showing up in our world and how he's influencing us, and because we're all in it together. The number is 347-426-3346, and we invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio. If you feel like the show has inspired you, touched you in one way or the other, it's made a difference in your life, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the donate button and follow the prompt and let your spirit be your guide. You can also find the donate buttons on the fan pages, the Life Conversations Radio fan page, like page, or the ask. I keep saying fan page. I don't say that anymore, but I'm just stuck in the past, you know. But anyway, Life Conversations Radio like page or the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page, fan page. Let's do Celestial Moment, and we'll bring on Lisa to talk about ancestral blueprints. What does it mean? What is it all about? Celeste, my friend, I hope you're ready. And if not, you are now. Ready or not. I'm not
going to
sing. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I am ready, Life Coach, today. We have a wonderful number coming up. It's one of my favorites, so I offer this with my love. You know, it's one of my favorites because it's one of my birth cards. And I don't always connect with that energy. I sometimes connect with the energy of the day, but I do get a little tingly when 8 comes up because it is one of my birth cards. So I share my birth present and birth card with all of you right now, since we're all flowing in it.
You're just so precious like that. We get to share your 8 with you. It's a good thing 8 never runs out because you represent the sign of infinity, right? It never runs out, so there's more to give, right?
Get out of my number lane, but you're so right.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Let me mute my mic. Bye-bye.
Back up.
I'll be back.
Bye. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 8. 8 is the number of infinity. 8 also represents balance. It is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn helps you face your most intense internal battles on the way to self-confidence. Saturn's lessons require you to persevere through trials and to build toward mastery step by step. 8 also shows up as beloved otter in the medicine cards, which reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity when we tap into woman medicine. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H, and we have learned that H is a holy letter. So words like healer, heaven, and home connect us to the magical power found in the number 8. Now today we're going to put the spotlight on how 8 shows up in the Mother Peace tarot cards. Remember, I often say that 8 can be strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. In Mother Peace tarot, justice comes before strength. Justice is often thought of as the karma card or the card of courts in the legal system. However, Mother Peace tarot asks, how are we feeding each other? For it is in that answer that we learn more about reaping what we sow. The justice card is out of nature. We find ourselves in a forest. There's an ash tree being nurtured by 3 goddesses. One diverts a waterfall so the tree might drink. Another holds a crystal to listen for what the roots need. The other reaches out a hand to touch a deer who is representing all of humanity. In this dance, justice moves from the court to the legal system. We find in this compassionate act of the goddesses that justice has a different ring. They ask, what is needed? What is being called for in the moment? Innocent and guilty have no room here, for we are all on our soul mission, and we are learning how to surrender so that we might respond with love. All is well, and that's the story of 8, told through the justice card of Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Celestial Show this upcoming Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for reintroducing us to Saturn, because Saturn will kick your you-know-what. Yes. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Have a great show.
Oh, yes, my co-producer, my sister, co-host, my sister, my friend, myself, she's waiting, so I know it's going to be a great show. Let me read a little bit about Lisa Iverson for those of you who don't know. If you don't know, where you been? And Lisa is also my co-host for Ancestral Blueprint on Life Conversations Radio, and that is every last Wednesday of the month. Today, she's just bringing her Ancestral Blueprint to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Let's see. Lisa's a busy woman. Let's see. Which one am I going to read? Let me start here. Lisa received her master's. Okay, hold on a bit. All right, Destiny Muhammad, thank you very much, but we got to slowly fade you out. We appreciate you. You got a show to do. Lisa Iverson received her master's in social work from the University of Washington in 1992 and is a licensed clinical social worker. Her Bachelor of Arts degree, a double major in sociology and English and minor in women's studies, is from the University of Minnesota. She's truly a spiritual activist. She is a facilitator. She facilitates family constellations, and she's been doing that since 1999, working with people from diverse lineages and faith traditions throughout Pacific Northwest, United States, and Canada. Her areas of expertise and interest include transgenerational trauma, mental illness in families, effects of war in family and American culture, relationship between individual, collective healing, post-colonial healing, integration of indigenous and Western healing approaches, visibility of feminine-rooted wisdom and ancestral resonance in daily living. Woo! And she does it so effortlessly. There's so much more, but I want to bring Lisa on because I want you to feel all of that rather than just hear me listen, hear me read it out. Lisa, I'm so glad you're here. How are you doing today?
Oh, I feel really grateful and have a full heart. It's really a blessing. It's really a blessing to be with you, Ade and Celeste, and everybody who's with us for this conversation and time together. And I bring with me, too, a feeling in my heart of blessing and connection with our Canadian brothers and sisters. My first phone call this morning was with a Canadian sister and colleague. So just a few moments ago, we had a moment, she and I, about the history of this day and this upcoming radio conversation. So it feels just right to make visible that relationship with our Canadian family, for whatever reason. Yeah. I just make it visible.
I know that's right. I know that is right. You know, Celeste and I have been talking about what this day represents. And, you know, and even on a larger scale, other people who are just experiencing the loss of a loved one. And, you know, and we wanted you to come and kind of just give her a deeper perspective, especially when we're talking about ancestral blueprints. Let's talk about what you mean, your definition, your understanding, what you're saying when you talk about ancestral blueprints, to sort of lay a foundation before we go even more deeper. So what is ancestral blueprint?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. Ancestral blueprints is the phrase that makes sense to me to describe the map of our ancestries that lives in our soul, that's housed in our body. So this map of all the generations before us, maybe also the ones who come after us, is in us, and we are in it. So the term is inspired by my experience in the systemic constellations, family constellations field, that is an approach to healing that was developed by Bert Hellinger, a German former psychotherapist, former priest. He developed this work on the foundation of other work that came before him. Its roots, for me, our deeply indigenous wisdom that remembers the connection with our ancestors is always there, and that ancestors are not just an idea. They are a real energy and have a place, a belonging, and that the language that makes sense to me is to remind all of us, particularly in the Western part of the world, that we are not as original as we would like to think that we are. So, in the States, we focus so much on the individual and how unique we are, and we are all true individuals, and there is a uniqueness to each of us, and there is a living resonance in us that is in deep connection that our minds cannot see with our generations before us. And so the phrase reflects the living energy field and wisdom and connection in that map.
Yes. I've heard you say this many times, living resonance, and it just kind of jumped at me as you said it. Like, you know, we're not always conscious of that living resonance, and it shows up in so many ways. Let's talk about that. You shared a little, but I want to just kind of throw it to you and sort of allow you to share what's on your heart, what you're experiencing about this day and what's present for you, and then continue from there.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I have noticed a flow of many feelings and thoughts, awareness in the day so far. So there's been a lot of shifting for me leading up to this moment and this conversation. It's interesting being really fully present to the question right now. What I flash on is my experience this morning with our puppy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a year-old puppy who is quite, as many puppies are, full of energy, uncontainable.
Right.
And we have, I will claim how poorly we have trained him so far. we have in our family not served him well.
You're owning it, huh? I'm glad.
Yeah,
you're owning it.
It is all on us. It is all on us for very good human reasons, you know, lots of reasons. But we've not done a good job training our puppies. So this morning what happens, which has happened more than once, is that as our daughter's friend came to the door to go to their school this morning, our little puppy ran out the front door, just made a beeline, ran out the front door, and ran into the street.
Mm.
And so the scene this morning was in front of our house, myself and our daughter, you know, fielding traffic from both
mm-hmm.
directions with this little 10-year-old puppy, you know, running back and forth. People were really kind in the middle of being irritated that this was happening. So, you know, what this was, what I'm aware of, why I go to this, is that we were lucky that our puppy didn't get killed.
Mm.
And I'm aware of how quickly things happen.
Mm-hmm.
How one moment life is there, and how quickly then it could be gone.
Mm.
And so the shock of life being taken away unexpectedly is a part of what we are invited to remember on this day. And what I know from my field of wisdom as a therapist from the constellation field is that there are many different ways to die. And when a life ends in this kind of sudden, shocking, unexpected way, it's a traumatic way for life to end. That's a different kind of death than when it is more expected, whatever the circumstance, you know. So what I just really feel present to is what feels like a task that belongs to all of us is the invitation for us to tend to the field of trauma around this day. How is it that we can process still, because it still is being processed. How do we process the trauma so that we don't do what can sometimes happen and what some aspects of the media actually do, knowingly or unknowingly? They keep the trauma alive.
Right.
It doesn't do a service to the ones who died or to their families. I'm interested in ways that we can nurture a sense of remembering that in the midst of this day, love never dies. And that we remember the belonging. Now, remembering the belonging requires over time, not in one day, not in one year, but it requires us being present to what are the truths in this whole picture, the whole history of this day, what and who wants to be seen? Who are the people, what are the forces, what are the unacknowledged truths around what happened on this day 12 years ago that ask to be made visible? There's nothing to fix and there's nothing to change about these truths, but they're present and they're unfolding in America's soul. And so for me, I look at this day, I experience this day with a sense of humility about the ways in which our America's soul is in process with the task of acknowledging truths. It's not a small task, because the impulse out of our humanness is to defend not only the flag, underneath that, it's about defending our hearts.
Yes.
The impulse to defend our hearts against pain, against grief, against guilt. Because, you know, some feelings are so big, we keep them at arm's length because we know that if we feel them, we might fall over. So really a collective task. It's a collective task that belongs to all of us. I'm clear about that, how, you know, each of us has a place. This conversation today is a beautiful, powerful invitation for us to just for a little bit of time be with one another and glean support and connection in beingness with whatever these truths are, because it's not meant for one person, one individual, one family. Those are the things that are with me just in this moment.
Yeah.
Say
some. Yeah, some real, real
don't want to use the word heavy, but real human stuff, real human feelings, emotions, and the things that are very real. And you talk about processing, and I was looking at that and connecting with say, you know, in, and I guess that part of the processing is kind of asking ourselves, who wants to be seen? And I want you to break that down some more. And then what are the invisible truths that wants to be revealed? Now, I want to also tie that in with last night, President Barack Obama made a speech about what could happen, the chances, the possibility of war, a strike in Syria. And we are sort of at a place now where not doing anything sends a message, doing something sends a message. But humanity is a point where it's not just about doing something, it's about doing something different. And I wonder if part of what we're experiencing, because, you know, he made a speech yesterday and today is 9/11. I mean, how ironic, you know, talking about we might go to war. And all of it started, you know, by most of it, or it became a global thing, September 11, 2001. So it's like I'm thinking of what you said, who wants to be seen, what truth, invisible truth wants to be revealed. And I wonder as we process that, sometimes for some of us it's too much to even think on that scale. But on an individual level, how do we go about processing who wants to be seen? And you can just kind of break that down a little bit more so people can actually get and feel what you're saying about who wants to be seen. Because, you know, some of them say, what do you mean, they're dead? We want to be seen. What are you talking about, Lisa?
Yeah. And I, as you say what you're saying, I want to be in full service to the question. When you ask what you're asking, do you mean specifically regarding this day or in a more general context? So I want to make sure I'm answering.
In the more general context, context, because this day is just a catalyst for what we're feeling anyway. So, yeah, in a general context.
Great. Okay, thank you. When I speak to that, who or what wants to be seen, I'm speaking to the truth that in all of our families, there are people or circumstances that have been or are in the shadows. So there are people who maybe they died in an unexpected, tragic way, and so the grief was big in the circumstance, and they become excluded in some way. They become not seen because the grief is so big over their death. That could be in our present parents, grandparents, great-grandparents generation, and beyond. There are circumstances like babies who were not born through miscarriage, through abortion, babies who live for a day or two and then die. These are also hidden kinds of losses. They become not seen in the family blueprint. There are confusions in family life that happen out of humanness, out of humanness that you know, previous partners of ourselves, of our parents, our grandparents, become held at arm's length, not acknowledged. So all these kinds of circumstances, there are many others. These are some examples informed by, again, the family constellation, systemic constellation field, that really, when we see them, when we acknowledge them, we acknowledge everyone's place of belonging in the ancestral blueprints that are in us, the effect of that, the effect of acknowledging, means that it brings forth more freedom and clarity to be present to one's own life now. We just cannot really see with our minds the way that we are often in connection with people or circumstances in our families, circumstances of invisibility of some kind.
So now the question you asked me, I'm going to throw it back to you. That, well, you inspired a question to me. So what would that look like when we are talking about this day, September 11th?
and what wants to be, who wants to be seen, what are the invisible truths, how would that manifest, or what would that look like if we're talking about it in the context of this day?
Right. Yeah, I'm just feeling the courage that's present for us to be in this moment with this conversation.
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
Yeah. I say this in an apolitical way, meaning that I say this without agenda, without political bias or persuasion or agenda. I say this in the spirit of acknowledging truth, that what happened 12 years ago happened as part of a bigger picture from our international global human family. And so the part of that picture includes acknowledging that our country has been at war since the beginning. So for hundreds of years, since the U.S. formed, our country has been at war either on this soil or in other parts of the world. We don't know how to stop. We're on autopilot.
Yes.
And so it's partly what I see, an experience of unhealed trauma. You know, so there's a recycling of trauma fields, trauma energies from war. So the pictures of war that has to do with us and them, you know, with victim perpetrator and persecutor, it keeps getting recycled over and over and over again. History's just keeps repeating itself. And I do think that President Obama's speech last night, which I listened to, it's not by accident, as you say, you know, that it was last night on the eve of this anniversary. I don't know that it's conscious.
Right.
It is. I would say it's a trauma resonance. So unhealed trauma tends to, there tends to be anniversary echoes when there's unhealed trauma. So, those are the things I would say in this moment.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. My guest, my friend, myself is Lisa Iverson. She's a psychotherapist, facilitator of family constellations, and she is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And we're just taking a soulful view of where we are today. To the mind, it may be too much. Your mind may be feeling like, I don't understand. Yeah, because your mind would never understand it. This is a soul conversation. And Lisa's taking us on a soul journey. And in your life, you can see areas in your family group, if you will. People say, well, there's always been alcoholics in my family. Most of my family has always been drug addicts or abuse running my family. The men don't stick around. We all have the stories that run through, and they can represent what wants to be seen. And as I said earlier before Lisa joined us, it's like, you know, our ancestors live in us. So how do we make room for that life? How do we allow that life to be expressed without judgment, without criticism? We're going to take a very quick break. We're going to come back. We got a call. We're going to take that call. And I do want to, I'm feeling that I want to talk about the recycling of trauma. That's profound. And as a nation, we do it. As individuals, we do it.
And sometimes I almost feel like, I think it feels safe because that's all we've known. But when we come back, this, I want to talk a little bit more. Actually, we'll take a call when we come back, and then maybe we can just break it down, unpack that whole idea of recycling trauma. Because to the mind, it's like, that don't make any sense. What do you mean? But we do it. We certainly do. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We'll be
Live
right back.
Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it, the new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We are supporting you to be the change you want to see. Our intention is to support you on your transformation journey. Whatever you're moving through, we are here to assist you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I think I'm going to go to Lisa. Let's talk about the recycling of trauma before I come to you, by the way. Okay, just be a little bit patient. I want to get that out. I'm feeling led to have that conversation about recycling trauma and what that means, and maybe even individually. So, Lisa, let's talk a little. Let's unpack that a little bit because, you know, the mind would say, nobody does that. Nobody in their right mind would do that.
Yeah, right. No, you bet. It's not a choice that comes from a person's will or desire for themselves. It has to do with the nature of just what happens in an experience of trauma. So what happens in an experience of trauma is, and trauma I'm defining as an experience that poses a threat in some way to our sense of safety. So that can be physical safety, emotional safety, sexual safety. So there's a threat in some way to our safety or our existence. And so it could be a one-time threat or it could be chronic exposure, chronic circumstance. What happens is in order to survive trauma, we have to set aside a part of ourselves. The psychotherapy term for it is disassociation. We disassociate in some way. It's a necessary, brilliant part of our humanity that we just automatically do this in order to get through the experience. So then if we're fortunate, we get through the experience, but we come through it with this kind of a disconnection in some way. The part of ourselves that got set aside, it's usually feelings of fear or anger. The feeling part of ourself that had to be put elsewhere in order to get through it. So what happens in that experience of disconnection, disassociation, is we don't have full integrated wholeness to move forward. We need to seek out some or call forth some experience of healing to reconnect with ourselves. Without that, it's from that place of disconnection that we may be inclined to be more vulnerable to future experiences of the same. You know, where there's an experience that is threatening in some way. So, you know, we can look at our own lives or others where they pick the same kind of harmful relationship pattern over and over and over again. You know, why am I always attracted to it? You know, somebody's going to beat me up or somebody's going to not treat me well. Why would I do this? It comes out of that experience where there's a pattern of disconnection early on. Other things go through. That's a real kind of simple way of describing.
I feel you. And, I do a talk. So go ahead.
Well, the other thing I just want to say about it is that trauma, unhealed trauma, is very disorienting around time and place. So we can be in the present experiencing something, but when the trauma gets recycled, it can feel like what happened in the past is happening all over again right now in this moment. And that has to do with that experience of the earlier part of ourself being set aside. So just wanted to say that that's there. So that happens on an individual basis. And in a national, you know, in our national country field of consciousness, that's part of what I see in the experience of war getting recycled over and over and over again, the experience of it's happening all over again.
Yes.
You know, like with Syria, it's like, oh, it's Iraq. It all blurs together at a certain point.
It does. It's like, what? Who? Who's supporting who? And what I was going to say is, like, for me, what you just shared with us helped me see how healing, the soul is always about healing. And the soul is, soul's intention is to heal. So the healing's got to happen somehow. And if we don't pay attention, then we keep repeating it. And that's why I really believe that humanity, we're at a place now where we're being asked to think different, to be different, to heal the trauma rather than recycle it. And that's what's happening right now, no doubt about it. No doubt about it in my mind.
There's a drive, I think, now more than ever for reconciliation. Reconciliation with, and that means, you know, any place, whether it's inside of a person or between peoples where there have been, where there's been brokenness or disconnection, there's a drive toward reconnection, toward integration.
Indeed. All right, we've got two questions. Let's go to Valerie, Mother Wit Valerie, Mother Wit Wisdom. Hey, Valerie. And then let's go to question. Hey, Valerie, how are you?
I'm good, Ade. Hey. This question is for Lisa. Lisa, as I was listening to you, I'm intuitive, so many things came up. And when I was listening, the point that caught me most was what happened with you this morning with the puppy. And you said your puppy was undisciplined, and you don't discipline it much because of the cuteness and how aware you are of it. And it got out this morning, and then you and your daughter were on different forces of the coming traffic trying to, you know, save the dog. And to me, that was so much of the imagery was very much that of the 9/11 to me, you know, the saving of innocence and
the two flames, the two twin powers, the two powers, you know, there's so much there in what happened with you this morning, that as you were speaking about the echoes that echoed forward in that situation, and I, as I listen to you, I'm very empathic, and I still feel, you know, the trauma that inflicted upon you this morning. And I just want to say thank you so much for sharing that, because it gives a way of introspection and looking at things from so many different angles. And as human beings, that's what we need to do. And I know you don't have much time, but the recycling of the trauma and the rescuing of the innocents is what 9/11 is all about, regardless of the conspiracy theories or anything else. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say that today is a very personal day. My daughter, today is her birthday. 9/11, mm-hmm. when this happened in 2001, she turned 18 years old. Mm-hmm. So it is a day of both joy and pain for her. Today she turned 30. But I just wanted to say, and this is the birthday for many, it is a day of introspection of ourselves as a species. And we need to look at what's going on, and we need to rescue the innocence of humanity globally. Mm. We need to come together to do that.
Yes.
And that's what I want to say, I guess.
Thank you. Happy birthday to your daughter, and happy birthday to you, because it was a birthday for you too. So, thank you.
Yes,
thank
true.
You. Lisa, you want to say anything before we take the next call?
Yeah, thank you for your heart and your wisdom and your calling in, and the word that comes to me is embodied, the invitation for each of us to embody truth as it's unfolding in our own soul, that the more each of us makes a safe home inside of our own souls, inside of our own bodies, for truth to be embodied, that's a tremendous gift for one another when we so thank you very much for calling.
I love that, Lisa. Making room for truth to be embodied. We got to make home for ourselves. Yes, I'll remember that. All right, Celeste has a question. Hey, Celeste. Hello.
Hi. Sorry, I'm right here. Yes, okay. I have a question for Lisa in terms of... Hi, Lisa.
Hello, good to hear you.
It's good to hear you, too. When you were talking about the... reliving the traumatic experiences and how that might be showing up. Ade and I had a conversation about funeral expressions, and I wanted to get your insight about where there is no ritual. Will the full impact of grief be suppressed or not have a natural flow to come out, and particularly with people with traumatic histories, a culture, a family? What are some ways that you can see that we can heal that of our ability to grieve freely for things that perhaps happened through our ancestral line or things that we're experiencing right now with, you know, impending war and the remnants of 9/11?
Yeah, terrific question. I see this time to be one of really reclaiming the importance of ceremony, that we need one another in groups, you know, more than ever. And so about 2/3 of my work life is spent in groups. And I just see over and over and over, part of the function of that is about exactly what you're saying. It's about making a place for ceremony for grief. So I think that there's a number of ways for us to reclaim the place in our culture for this. Ceremony for grief is not meant to be only at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So And I also feel, you know, wherever two or more are gathered, we can have a ceremony by ourselves. We can, you know, people do this. I do this. Many people know how to, as an individual, create ceremony for themselves. But many don't. It's a bit of a lost art and practice in this part of the world. So, you know, ceremony doesn't have to be an elaborate thing. It can be two people coming together with a simple intention in their heart about what it is they are asking to be witnessed, made visible, and honored. And prayer is available to all of us, no matter what our belief structures. It doesn't only belong to religions, you know. I pray to my ancestors every day. Well, part of this field is that I feel in myself to be in is about reclaiming the place for praying to our ancestors. That does not belong only to indigenous people rooted in villages in some remote part of the world. That, you know, in the U.S., we really, it's the time to reclaim these wisdoms. The other thing I would say is it's good we remember that tears are not a problem. Grief is not a problem. Grief is not an illness that requires medicine. Grief is not a sickness. Grief is a part of our humanity. It's a normal, healthy part of our humanity that shows us that we're alive. So just, you know, making these moments of being able to remember our humanity, just with these questions, making visible these truths, are such a gift. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Celeste, for that question.
Thank you. As always.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. Oh, you're welcome, Celeste. Thanks for all you do behind the scenes. And Lisa, ooh, what a way to end the show. Ooh. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. You'll be back in about 2 weeks, and it's going to happen like just like that.
That's right. Looking forward. Thank you to everybody with us, and blessings on the rest of our day and our time in the future.
Yes, indeed. Have a great, great day, Lisa. Talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I am grateful for life, for people around me, for knowing that there are people who care about humanity and dedicated and committed to supporting us all. To remember that your prayer is my prayer. My prayer is your prayer. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, listeners. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. And we encourage you to be love. Because you are that. It is your true essence. Be true to yourself and be loved. This is Karen Drucker. Your prayer is my prayer. Tomorrow, the play experience with Ambassador Sofera, 7 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, Celeste, 8 p.m. Eastern, The Celestial Show. Friday, on Within Radio, the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And I'll be back here for Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show live next Monday. And join me at the Holistic Healing in the Park this Saturday, Piedmont Park. Find it on Facebook, Holistic Healing in the Park. I am so for you. Continue to be the light. Continue to be love. We need each other. Let somebody know what they mean to you today and how much you love them. Karen Drucker, your prayer is my prayer. KarenDrucker.com. Peace and blessings.
Nothing I can do to take your pain away, but I'll help you reconnect with that voice deep inside. Let angels wrap you in their love and let spirit be your guide. Your prayer. Your prayer is mine.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.